From Spark and Anvil and Quillspell, this is Sophia in Chapter 1 of the Quillspell cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Sophia lives in the Greek Acropolis. The Acropolis is the Academy's neighborhood for Greek-derived English roots. It is not an actual Greek Acropolis. The kingdom does not have actual Greek Acropoli. The Academy's founders, 120 years ago, built this neighborhood on a small hill. They added white marble step-up paths and an open-air amphitheater. Academy historians say they wanted to honor the Greek tradition of teaching outdoors under the sky. Sophia teaches in that amphitheater. She holds her lessons there in almost any weather. Sun, mist, even the kingdom's occasional light snow. The stone benches have softened to a pale gray over the last century. The acoustics, proven by years of testing, are extraordinary. Sophia can speak from the central rostrum at a normal conversational volume, and her words reach every child in the top row.
Over the years, she has trained children to whisper from the back of the amphitheater. This shows how well the sound carries. The whisper reaches her perfectly every time. The children are delighted by this small magic. Sophia's given name is Theodora, but everyone calls her Sophia, which is the Greek word for wisdom. She grew up in a home where a classical language was still spoken at supper, just like Edema's family. In Sophia's house, that language was Greek. Both her parents were scholars of ancient languages. Her grandmother had taught at a small private school. Her grandfather translated Greek poetry for the kingdom's literary journals. Theodora learned Greek as a second language before she could even walk. As a small child, she didn't really separate Greek from her native tongue. She simply used both. By the time she was 9, she started noticing something wonderful. Many English words were actually Greek words, just a little worn down by time. The English word biography came from Greek bios, life, and graphein, to write. Photograph was photos, light, and graphein, to write. Telephone was tele, far, and sound. These patterns were everywhere. What Theodora understood, and what her Latin counterpart Edema hadn't quite realized yet, was how gracefully Greek roots combined. Greek roots, when used in English, plug into each other directly. You take two Greek roots and simply connect them. A new word appears. Bio plus graph equals biography. Geo plus log equals geology. Phone plus graph equals phonograph. The combinations felt modular. Latin roots, on the other hand, often needed connecting vowels or suffix modifications to join smoothly. Think of port plus able becoming portable, with the able suffix doing the work. Greek roots just snapped together.
This fact, to 11-year-old Theodora, felt deeply satisfying. She began making her own vocabulary lists. She would pick two Greek roots, like bio and log. Then she'd write down every English word she knew that combined them. Biology, biologist, biological, biologically. Next, she would try to predict other English words. What about bio and graph? Biography. Bio and phone. Biophone, not a real word. Bio and sphere. Biosphere, a real and very useful word. By 13, she could invent plausible-sounding Greek-derived English words on demand. She created hypsograph and thermophone herself. Later, in her grandmother's old reference books, she found that hypsograph was already a real word. Thermophone had been a brief term in early acoustics. Her rate of invention was unusual, even for a classical scholar. When Theodora was 18, she walked into the Quillspell Academy. She asked to be considered for the Greek root specialist position. The role had been empty for 2 years. The academy master, Lex, the same woman who would later hire Edema, interviewed her. Lex asked, "What is the root log?"
Theodora answered, "Greek logos. It means word, study, or principle. It appears in biology, which is the study of life, geology, the study of earth, psychology, the study of mind, mythology, the study of myths. Philology, the study of words. It also shows up in dialogue, speaking across. Monologue, speaking alone. Prologue, speaking before. Epilogue, speaking after. And in logic, logician, illogical. Same root, many faces. Lex then asked, what is the root graph? Theodora replied, Greek graphein. It means to write or to draw. You see it in biography, autograph, photograph, telegraph, paragraph, graph, graphite. The pencil material graphite comes from the root because graphite is what you write with. The pencil makes the connection visible. The root describes the activity. The words derived from it show what you do that activity with or where that activity happens. Lex carefully set down her tea. In her career, she had interviewed 3 previous candidates for the Greek roots position. She had rejected all 3. She knew this candidate was different within the first 30 seconds. She said, "You are appointed. The Acropolis has needed you for 2 years. Take your academic name. Sophia, Wisdom. It suits you." Theodora, now Sophia, has been the Acropolis's resident teacher for 26 years.
In her classroom, the amphitheater, she begins every first day lesson the same way. She stands at the central rostrum. On a small marble table beside her, she has 6 small wooden tiles. Each tile bears a Greek root: bio, geo, photo, log, graph, phone. She picks them up one at a time. Holding each up, she says in her clear amphitheater voice, bios, life, geo, earth, photo, light, logos, word or study, graphein, write, phone, sound. These are 6 of the most prolific Greek roots in English. Once you know them, you can decode thousands of words. She demonstrates. She places the bio tile and the graph tile next to each other. She says, biography, life, write, the story of someone's life, built from 2 roots, decodable on sight. She places photo next to graph. She says, photograph, light, write, a picture made by light, built from 2 roots. She places geo next to log, geology, earth study, bio next to log, biology, life study. The children are always thrilled. They had thought all those long scientific words were arbitrary. Sophia shows them they are logical compounds. When children ask if Greek roots are hard, Sophia always gives the same answer. They are not hard, they are modular. Greek roots snap together. Learn the roots. The compound words assemble themselves. Most of science and medicine and philosophy and technology lives in Greek-derived English. Once you have the roots, the whole vocabulary opens up. She still keeps the 6 wooden tiles on the marble table. The children sometimes ask to arrange them in new combinations. She always lets them. The combinations they invent, photo plus geo, photogeology, a real word, the study of earth from photographs, phone plus log, phonology, the study of speech sounds, bio plus graph plus log, biographology, not a real word, but they understand what it would mean if it were. And when a child laughs at their own invented word, that bright, delighted, unafraid laugh, something in Sophia's chest goes warm and glad. Those combinations and that laughter are, Sophia has noticed, the best part of her job. Not the roots themselves, the feeling of watching a kid who once dreaded long words begin to play with them like toys.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sophia. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.